Shalom, אנחנו בשיעור
This is a lesson on the subject of work with faith above reason. We'll read excerpts from the sources. We're starting with excerpt number 8. You can find all of our texts on KabbalahMedia.info or on the Galaxy platform itself, where you can click the study materials icon on the top menu. You can also send us questions live on Kab.tv, and some questions related to the study materials may be aired here.
We wish to be in adhesion with the Creator, to discover the Creator, to be like the Creator. This is called to be Adam, similar to the Creator. And because we're the opposite of Him to begin with, in order to nevertheless be different and similar, so we are built of a will to receive. And our work is to make the will to receive resemble the Creator's will to bestow. And in this work, we carry out all kinds of works so that they can help us understand who we are, what are the Creator's qualities, and how we can clothe on ourselves the thoughts and desires and behaviors like the upper force. And that way we work. This work is mainly called work in faith above reason, because we exist in reason, in the will to receive, and we want to give the will to receive external forms, which are forms of bestowal, called faith. Therefore, our work is in faith above reason, to clothe on the will to receive on this puppet, which is every one of us, every person, to clothe on it an external behavior so that it would be a desire to bestow. And then we actually become included of these two qualities, the will to receive inside, and we must always make a restriction on it and have a masach, a screen, and ochozel, reflected light, and through these corrections of restriction, screen, and reflected light, we then appear, seem like the will to bestow, like the Creator. We become similar. We become Adam. This is our work. Until we reach each and every of the discernments in the will to receive, that we make such a restriction, simtzum, masach, or chozer, meaning an action of bestowal on top of the will to receive that awakens in us. In the upper providence, it shines on us a bit more and a bit more and a bit more, each and every day, more and more. Each moment, it's not about day and night. Truly, each moment, it shines on us more and more and more in order to give us another addition of a will to receive that would appear in us, upon which we will be able to add the form of bestowal, which is called faith above reason, the quality of bina that covers the quality of malchut. Love covers all crimes. Crimes, that's us, the will to receive, and they're covered by love, etc., etc. This whole method called Torah, which is the method of the light, how to use it correctly, it all speaks in such a way. And therefore, we will try to advance today as well in that, and see how we can implement it on us to bring it closer to our understanding, our feeling, to the practice. And this way, we will advance. The work is a very special kind of work called the work of the Lord, when we try to make of ourselves the image of the Creator, to become Adam, similar to the Creator. And each shall help his friend, each one helps the other, because one cannot do any of these works, especially when we are in a stage of the general correction of the general broken kli called the soul of Adam Rishon that is broken. So we need to help each other because together we are in the same kli and we need to be in it as cogwheels that depend on each other, that lead each other, that help in our motions, our movements, until we reach such reciprocal movements that no cogwheel will be disconnected from the others. And in the complete connection between us, in all the qualities, all the desires, all the thoughts, in everything that He created, in the way that the Creator created each one of us, in all of those things, we would be connected to each other so that in none of us there would be any desire or thought or action of any kind that is not connected to the others. So much so that I feel that I'm being operated by everyone, and in that I have no free choice. My entire free choice is in that I want to be operated by everyone, so that everyone will activate me, whatever they need. I want to be devoted to them up to soul devotion, completely devoted to them. And this is how it is with everyone, at least in the 10. And by that, we will start to feel how between us exists this force, the one unique and unified called the Creator. And we actually have built Him in the connection between us. We discovered Him. He was hidden between us. He was in exile. And we bring Him, draw Him from the exile. We discover Him. And that way we and Him are already in a single state. He is the first. He established that first state. He accompanied us throughout all of the corrections. And we discover Him as a result of the corrections. And He is the last. And all of the actions that we perform them precisely in the way that He wants to activate us. And now we activate ourselves through our own will as a result of the correction. This is why it is considered that we reach keeping the mitzvot, commandments, the Creator's desires, the Creator's commandments, or you might call them the laws of nature. And as a result of that, the force that exists in it is revealed, the desire that founded it, that keeps it, called the Creator Himself. So, let us do such a few such exercises that are called faith above reason, that we would like to crown the force of bestowal above the force of reception, and for it to exist inside of the connection between us. Well, let's read. Where are we now? Eight?
Yes, excerpt 8. This is from Shamati 19, Baal Sulam. One must not be angry when he has work with the will to receive, that it obstructs him in the work. One would certainly be more satisfied if the will to receive were absent from the body, meaning that it would not bring its questions to the person, obstructing him in the work of observing Torah and commandments. However, one should believe that the obstructions of the will to receive in the work come to him from above. One is given the force to discover the will to receive from above, because there is room for work precisely when the will to receive awakens. Then, one has close contact with the Creator to help him turn the will to receive to work in order to bestow. One must believe that from this extends contentment to the Creator. From his praying to the Creator to draw him near in the manner of adhesion called equivalence of form, discerned as the annulment of the will to receive, so it is in order to bestow. The Creator says about this, quote, "My sons have defeated me," end quote. That is, I gave you the will to receive, and you ask me to give you a desire to bestow instead. Again, excerpt number 8. One must not be angry when he has work with the will to receive, that it obstructs him in the work. One would certainly be more satisfied if the will to receive were absent from the body, meaning that it would not bring its questions to the person, obstructing him in the work of observing Torah and commandments. However, one should believe that the obstructions of the will to receive in the work come to him from above. One is given the force to discover the will to receive from above, because there is room for work precisely when the will to receive awakens. Then, one has close contact with the Creator to help him turn the will to receive to work in order to bestow. One must believe that from this extends contentment to the Creator, from his praying to draw the Creator, near him in the manner of adhesion, called equivalence of form, discerned as the annulment of the will to receive, so it is in order to bestow. The Creator says about this, quote, "My sons have defeated me," end quote. That is, I gave you the will to receive, and you ask me to give you a desire to bestow instead.
How do I not forget about the fact that the will to receive that awakens in me constantly, it is the Creator who is awakening it. As he admits it, he says, "I've created the evil inclination." And therefore, whatever awakens in me, it comes from the Creator. My whole will to receive, all the evil within me that pushes me to all kinds of things, draws me to all kinds of actions in my life, confuses my mind, makes me weaker in each and every good thing, and pulls me to each and every bad thing. This is why it is called the evil inclination. Evil means outside of the purpose of life, the purpose of creation, what I need to achieve. I was born in order to reach a certain result. And each and every one has his own inner program according to the will to receive that is in him, which form that is he have to reach, because from this final corrected form, I was in it as a part of Adam HaRishon prior to the sin, and I fell through the will to receive. I disconnected from my place in the system of Adam HaRishon, and now I am unconscious. I don't even know what I'm doing exactly right now. So I need to wake up. This is called we were as dreamers. So to awaken, to recover, and to find my place, to get to know my place in the general system of Adam HaRishon, and to know precisely what is it that I need to do there, how I should be in contact, connected with the entire system. And when I think about it, the will to receive comes and it constantly draws me and it hinders me from entering this work, taking my place in the system of Adam HaRishon, reaching what we call the root of my soul. So what do I do? So the Creator comes and he says, I created the evil inclination. I am the one who is hindering you. Don't you worry, there's nobody else. There is none else besides him. It is me who is hindering you from reaching this point, your true work, your true place in this eternal general system of the soul. Why? Why do I hinder you? So that you will need my help. Why? Why without that I can't do it? I don't see you. In my whole life, I try to do everything by myself. In the spiritual work, that is impossible. Why? Because in the spiritual work, when I connect with the Creator, I precisely receive spiritual forces. I start to see where indeed I need to act. I start to get to know my work with others on the spiritual level. And then suddenly I discover that there is a different world. Just like I, let's say, come to a new workplace with many people and I don't know any one of them and I don't know what they do there, etc. This is how I start to enter a new system of the next world. Next world, in Hebrew, ha'olam haba, literally means the world that is coming. And here, we need to try to discover ourselves and to start to come in, to become perfected, to fit into this system. It's an internal system, a complete system. Our world exists only in order for us to overcome these disturbances, in order to enter that state, that world, to rise from Malchut to Bina, to faith above reason. This is why he says, I'm reading it again, and then we'll have a workshop. This is why he says the following. One must not be angry when he has work with the will to receive, that it obstructs him in the work of connecting with others, connecting with the Creator, seeing things correctly. One would certainly be more satisfied if the will to receive were absent from the body, if one was outside the will to receive. Meaning that it would not bring its questions to a person, obstructing him in the work of observing Torah and Mitzvot. Observing Torah and Mitzvot means through light, called the reforming light, that's called the Torah, to keep actions of bestowal, which are called Mitzvot, commandments. However, one should believe that the obstructions of the will to receive in work out of himself, he doesn't want that. It also comes to him from above, from the Creator. One is given the force to discover the will to receive from above. It starts to get to know it more and more because there is room to work precisely when the will to receive awakens in that person. What work? For one to have close contact with the Creator. Specifically, if with the will to receive that obstructs him, one is drawn to discover that force that is working on him. Who is working on me? How can I overcome against the will to receive and come to contact with him? And then one has close contact with the Creator, specifically on top of the hindrance, the disturbance. For the Creator to help him turn the will to receive in the person, so it will be in order to bestow. So that we would be able to get hold of the Creator and be in a mutual connection with him. And one must believe that from this extends contentment to the Creator, that He wants to get hold of Him, and He tries, and He cannot, and He searches for how to do it, and He turns to the Creator with the group, through the friends, until He reaches a certain hold of the Creator. Just like a baby gets hold of the mother to be constantly connected with her. From his praying to Him, to the Creator, to draw Him near in the manner of dvekut, meaning that he wants to be adhered to the Creator. He realizes that getting hold of the Creator, gripping the Creator, is possible only on the condition that he will be similar to Him. As much as the Creator yearns for the person, so the person should have a yearning for the Creator. And that tendency, this adhesion, is called equivalence of form. I to my beloved and my beloved to me, this is what it is called. Discerned as the annulment of the will to receive for oneself so that it will be in order to bestow. So to the Creator, to the group, the friends. This is how I establish my will to bestow. And the Creator says about this, if we overcome the fact that He's giving us all kinds of barriers, problems, confusions, He says, my sons have defeated me. That is, He says, I gave you the will to receive, and you ask me to give you a will to bestow instead. So, we need to be in a struggle, in a fight with this force of nature called the Creator, so that everything that we see goes against the connection between us and with the Creator, we have to overcome it until we feel that the Creator says, as Kabbalists are revealing to us, that He says, my sons have defeated me. And we then understand that all of the forces of rejection that He creates within us, that He shows in us from the side of nature, from the side of everyone, and that there's none else besides Him. He is doing it. He's doing it only in order for us to grow and to overcome. And whatever He's showing us, these forces of concealment, forces of rejection, these forces are not more than whatever we can overcome. Do not say that these forces are great. They are precisely according to our ability to overcome them and to discover the Creator and bestow to Him in spite of these forces of rejection. But rather, the problem is that we need to connect between us, to gather all of these forces of mutual bestowal together. Then we can bestow to Him in such a manner and such intensity that we will feel who was the one who was hindering us, and he was obstructing us in order to grow, overcome the rejections, and be grown-ups and bestowers like Him. So the most important thing is to understand between us that even now, right now, at the moment that we exist, also what is hindering us is that we are not performing, meeting all of the conditions, all of the elements that the Creator is establishing for us. And if we would gather all of these things correctly, ourselves, our forces, our thoughts, all together, then for sure, even right now, we would discover that the Creator was the one who was hindering us, and now He is revealed, is together with us in the connection between us. How do we reach that in practice? Right here, right now. Let's talk about what do we have? And we have everything. The knowledge, the guidelines, the disturbances. it all exists. However, we need to organize all of these elements that we have in us. So, go ahead, a workshop. How do we organize them in such a way that indeed we can bestow to the Creator to the extent that He, in return, would be revealed through our attitude towards Him? He has an attitude from Him to us, and we only need to organize our attitude, our relation from us to Him, and to the extent that we can, even to some extent, resemble His relation to us, already we are in the revelation of the Creator to us. So go ahead, a workshop.
Yes, we need to be sensitive towards every thought, every calling that a person feels, seeing that it's a call from the Creator, only from Him.
It's towards the ten, in spite of the indifference and the fact that nobody really cares about the other ten, we perform an act of connection and we feel the upper force.
In general, we ourselves don't have the power for this. We need to connect to the society, and connecting to the society, that gives us the strength. And on one hand, the society has to compel us, it helps us, because we feel that we are damaging the ten if we don't participate, if we don't share. And on the other hand, it needs to give us greatness and importance, which is like fuel that pulls us from before.
And this inner arrangement can be done only if we establish this network that is holding each friend in this perception. Otherwise, no one is able to hold all of these elements, all of these inputs immediately falls into reason. So we just have to hold one another.
As this work described by Rav, we cannot do alone. We need an environment, a supportive environment, an environment to remind us of the goal, where we can take care of each other and constantly increase the importance and remind each other that it all comes from, there's none else besides Him in for the purpose of us connecting together.
Yes, everything exists, it's right here before us, we just have to use it in the right way. If we truly remember that all of our actions, any thought of ours, we include in it everyone, and we just want that together we will be able to bestow to the Creator. We build this quality of the Creator in us.
Yes, that's the essence of our connection, the essence of our assembly, to find the quality of bestowal, which we can do only through connection. Coming only when egoistic individualists connect, and together they start creating a kind of quality of bestowal from the relationships we create between us. By that, we start resembling the Creator. Us for Him, He for us, and so through equivalence of form, the power of bestowal is revealed in us. We discover it in our relationships.
Here and now, in practice, we have all of the ingredients. We have the group, we have the books, we have Rav, we have the Creator between us. We just need to shake the system a little bit by each one crying out an inner cry towards the friends that we will care, that indeed this upper force of love and bestow will be revealed in the hearts of the friends. We just have to do it right here, right now.
The friends help in that also, when we're together with the same goal, the same intention, to connect and discover it.
We have one clue that we need, and to intend to him is called love of friends, and to demand that the Creator will dwell in it so that he will connect us. The need for connection is what can give contentment to the Creator and for him to be revealed.
Yes, here and now. Don't think it'll happen tomorrow. Don't think that it'll happen at some point in the future. Think about it happening right now. At this moment, where we're connected with the Creator, find that connection. Demand it.
Specifically, this demand becomes more clear, becomes more correctly aimed each moment, everyone together, each one is adding his grain of sesame until we reach the quota where the Creator is happy that we are turning to him.
And to feel that with all of our pleas, we can't succeed. Ultimately, we only wink a little in the direction of the Creator, that power that will help us do it, and we will truly succeed in connecting, loving, being together as one body. It's a demand that we elevate together.
Rav, if we will truly succeed in connecting between us, and we will establish by this that quality of mutual bestowal, like what we read is the Creator, how will we feel him? How will we discover him? How will he be revealed in us? We establish the quality of bestowal between us. Let's make it tangible. We are in a circle between us in the 10, and we establish the mutual quality of bestowal. There is some connection, there is some force, some inner feeling between us of how we are together, right? In reciprocity, and in connection, a certain connection between us. How then do we discover in this connection the Creator? What does it mean that according to equivalence of form? How is this revealed? It is revealed in the emotion. So, how will we discover him? What should we expect? Go ahead, please.
As I now feel my desires and thoughts,
I'm
constantly concerned about fulfilling them. That's how I will feel the desire of the 10. And try and make sure to fulfill it.
Yes. All of my intentions change. Until we reach this feeling where all that I want is just to take care of myself. The moment we connect between us, all that matters to me is only to care for the whole 10. And then we feel ties of love, ties of bestowal. We truly feel the Creator in this equivalence of form.
We will feel that he exists in the connection between us, outside of ourselves. How each friend brings his own special part to the connection, to this bestowal. And how we depend on each other. That we are one soul, one unit through the connection between us. And so we will advance towards adhesion with the Creator with every step, with every effort.
Yes, the essence of the connection between us will be the Creator, a connection of bestowal. There has to be such a connection of unity, where we feel each other, we care for each other, we serve each other, each one has the inclination towards the other. And this is the most sublime, the highest thing that gives us pleasure. To bestow, to constantly care, to be outside of you, caring for the other.
There's this invitation to visualize it in a way. So it's like us going into the sea together, feeling the water all together. So, yes, I suppose it's a feeling of warmth, like a warm, comfortable soup we're floating in, like croutons, like Av gave us this image once. So it's this warmth in the heart, where we feel a common heart and bestowal and love is in our hearts.
This warmth, this force is drawing us. We want to be in that, and to dissolve there, to connect, to annul towards the friends. All of the concern is about them. I feel that they are more important than me.
We will feel the system of connections that binds us with love, and through that we will feel eternal life.
Yes, we will feel him as the force of love and bestowal that is embracing us, that exists between us. We exist inside of him with one heart, truly one love, in infinite reciprocity. And this is how it is through all of the degrees. Rav, our attitude to the Creator, when we position him above our will to receive, from our connection to him, is called Or Chozer, reflected light. And we need to establish it correctly. If we establish it correctly on top of the restriction, that we don't want to each one to think about himself, but only about the connection between us, implementing this force of connection towards the Creator gave us an opportunity to start to bestow to each other until we reach mutual bestowal in the 10, and out of these 10, with mutual bestowal, we can reach bestowing to the Creator. So then, if this bestowal, this reflected light that we want to establish towards the Creator, if it is correct, we discover in it the Creator's attitude towards us, called Or Yashar, direct light. Then we start to discover each other, to connect with each other, so that the direct light dresses in the reflected light, and we already start to be partners with the Creator. And that way, we start to develop the relations between us. And that system of relations between us in the 10 and with the Creator is called a partsuf, or neshama, a soul. We need to connect between us in such a way that all in all, the essence of the connection between us will be directed towards the Creator, and it will be such that the Creator will be able to also be revealed in it. That is, we establish out of ourselves, out of the connection between us, such a state that is like the Creator, so that we can imagine him this way. This is called, you have made me. That is, to the extent that we build between us such a system that is called Bore, Creator, to that extent the Creator truly is revealed in it, in such a system of relations between us. And this is actually the purpose of the existence of the 10. So, let us once again talk about it briefly and determine that this is what we are engaging in all the time. Go ahead, please. How do we establish between us a connection so that from this connection we turn to the Creator, and the Creator dresses in the connection between us? Already here, now, during the study, and also after we separate, following the lesson, He created this whole world only in order for us to be able to connect in such a way and to discover Him, to reach adhesion with Him in each and every state. So, go ahead, please. How do we do it? From starting now and throughout the entire day.
Despite this world, this minus, this self-love and rejection, we build love and connection between the minus and plus. We discover the force of life, the Creator.
We see how necessary the 10 is for us, that without a connection with the friends, I have no place for awakening or remembering anything, and indeed not for persistence or for importance. And in general, there are no forces for anything if we don't build it together. Specifically, my commitment to you and towards the whole world in general, and out of that also the understanding of my commitment to the world, from that I can build a certain direction towards spirituality. Otherwise, I can't connect to anything.
And that's why we now agree amongst ourselves that nobody cares for himself, because you cannot maintain that importance, but rather every gram of thought and concern that goes towards maintaining the 10 in the right perspective on reality, meaning that the Creator is establishing everything so that we turn to Him for connection, that's our prayer.
In order for the friends to truly constantly be in this work of there is none else besides Him, we have to ask of the Creator, we have to pray to Him, and ask of Him that the friends will be throughout the day constantly in a thought about connection. Rav, questions, friends, are there any questions about what we talked? Are there any questions? Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav. How to justify the Creator but not agree with the state He's giving?
There's no such thing as agreeing with the Creator but not agreeing with the situation. Where is the situation coming from? The situation is coming from the Creator. So this is considered that you're not agreeing with Him.
But if I justify the situation, it gives me like some agreement with not exerting.
How come? You're accepting the situation in order to exert in it. You're agreeing with the fact that the Creator is now giving you the best state for work. Kiev.
In
order to do everything as you said here and now according to that order, how to build the connection between us and bestowal to Him?
That, to begin with, you need to build a connection between you so that later on you can connect with the Creator. That is, the connection between you so to be that each one is relating to the other as he intends to relate to the Creator. And then, out of that, all in all, that system of connections that you establish between you is called a system of bestowal, in the 10, and then all in all, it gives you a force of bestowal to the Creator. The Creator, all in all, is the inclusive one, the sum total of all of these bestowals, between the friends.
What does
it mean? What do we expect in our connection?
You have nothing to wait for. We never have anything to wait for. It says that the Lord has created to do. If we do, then we discover wisdom, because the Creator simply exists everywhere, this hidden force, the force, the general force of bestowal, and He is revealed with a certain extent of bestowal according to our extent of bestowal. That is all. We don't need to wait for any action from Him, any action. He exists with His full force, bestowing all the way to the end of correction, truly in the whole of reality. We just have to establish between us, O Chozer, reflected light, that is mutual bestowal between us, in order to discover Him more and more. The general force of bestowal of nature called the Creator.
When each one thinks only about the friends and not himself, how does that reflected light clothe in us? Does it allow us to think about Him? Is it a lack? Is it a thought?
I don't get into these philosophies. It only confuses me. Thought, a desire, some other actions and all of this. I simply want to think only about bestowal to the friends, and as much as I'm capable of, and from that I build together with them, not just me right now, but together with them, a common attitude between us called the Creator. We make Him.
Latin 7.
Rav,
usted dijo que tenemos que dirigir nuestra esencia hacia el Creador.
Rav, you said that we need to aim our essence to the Creator. What do you mean, our essence?
I don't know how it was translated to them. Our essence, meaning our bestowal to the creation, to the Creator, that's what we need to establish. That's it.
UK.
Доброе утро, Рав. Если я соглашаюсь с состоянием, соглашаюсь с Творцом в том, что
Good morning. Управляет мной. If I agree with the situation, I agree with the Creator, that He is controlling me, is this a correct degree? Or
we can never rest. And I don't even know what do you need to rest from. Why? If you're in bestowal, it gives you pleasure. To rest instead of get pleasure, that you want to go into trouble through that. New York 1.
Раф, является ли самоотмена личная каждого вот тем первым сокращением,
которое необходимо для... Is the self-annulment of each friend, is this that first restriction that is necessary to build the Parzuf?
Unity. Yes.
Есть определенная мера порции страданий на каждой ступени лестницы, ведущей к удовлетворению.
Is there a degree of...
I couldn't hear you well. Speak into the microphone. If you have a microphone, speak into the microphone.
Есть ли определенная мера страданий на каждой ступени
лестницы? Is there a constant degree of suffering, equal degree of suffering in each degree?
Yes, each degree has its own coarseness.
Peter 3. Ну вот к вашему последнему вопросу на семинаре. И зачем нам нужен этот внешний мир?
Regarding the last question you had in the workshop, why do we need this external world? What is its role in our work? We have enough work in the 10.
This external world gives us a demonstration of our inner structure. It's a copy. if you could say that. It's a copy of our inner structure, meaning if I saw how I'm built inside, including all of reality, then I'd understand that this whole world is inside within me, that it's my structure. That's how I integrate the inanimate, vegetative, animate speaking. It's my will to receive, and my will to receive now shows it to me externally. It's a projection outside of myself, so that I would be better able to get to know myself. If it remained within, I would never reach this study, this research. Now I research myself, I study and examine myself, and then I relate to each and every element of the still vegetative and animate speaking in this world as part of my body, my soul. That's how I relate to them. So what I see outside of me, that's a projection, a replication, a demonstration of what's inside of me. That's why it's written, love thy friend as thyself, ultimately. As in that way you correct your attitude. It helps you correct your inner vessel, which is as if it is shown to you as if it's outside of you. Holland 1.
Good morning, dear Raf. What do we focus on when we bestow to the friends in the 10? It looks like we have many thoughts making this part soof. What do we mainly focus on, Raf?
The essence of my attitude towards the friends is such that through it I create my attitude towards the Creator. That's all. When I look at the friend and build my relation to him, by that I mean to build relations with the Creator.
Moscow 7.
Раф, вы сейчас на этом уроке в очень простой форме описали, что
described in a very simple way that my attitude to the friends equals my attitude to the Creator. Then you said that this our general common attitude to the Creator, we actually build it together. So it's not clear what is this together. Where does this together come from?
Personally, on the personal level, I relate to each and every friend in order to achieve an inner connection with him, so that through these inner connections I can build a network through which to relate to the Creator, through the 10. If I build, it's in the 10, if I build a proper attitude to the 10, to each and every member and to all of them together, then through that I can turn to the Creator. Otherwise I won't be able to turn to him, to express my regard for him, my attitude and connection, and also to understand his connection to me. Because if I build a 10, then inside the 10, the laws of the upper nature begin to become revealed, the laws, the nature of mutual bestowal, the Creator. If I didn't build up a certain form of bestowal, then I cannot discover the Creator, who is the general form of bestowal. And so, that's how I regard my connection in the 10 and with the Creator.
Получается, что
Rav, it turns out that I need to build relations with each one of the friends in the ten.
Is
a parse that will help me reach adhesion with the Creator, and I'm the one who is building this network of connection in the ten between us. Where is the together here? In which format should I look at the friends, work with the friends?
Did you read Abash's articles? Did you or didn't you?
Yes. Each day we do it in the ten.
Yes. So isn't it written there that you need to have some kind of relationships between man and his friend, between the person and his ten, and then from the ten to the Creator, what I have to explain to you, everything again and again? You need to work on this every day, all of you, but don't ask me this. Read it again.
Boker Tov Rav, Boker Tov Asiriya Olamit.
Good morning Rav, good morning World 10. About the topic of building the Creator in the Ten and our parts within the soul of Adam Rishon. Are the qualities, when the person reaches the qualities and attributes, are those the same qualities and attributes that were combined in the soul of Adam Rishon? This is what he has to correct in the Ten.
Of course, from where do we get all of our thoughts and desires? Where? Only because it existed in Adam Rishon, and then he was shattered, and we need to correct them, fix them, connect them back together properly. From that we begin to understand how the system of the soul is built, how it needs to function, how each and every part influences the others, how they work together. It's only by us fixing what's broken. You have no other way of coming to know the system of Adam Rishon and being in it. Czechoslovakia.
Good morning, Rav. How to support more the quality of bestowing in the group?
Try it amongst yourselves. Discuss it amongst yourselves. I cannot tell you. There are many means. Go and search. I have nothing to say. It's good that you have this desire.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, Boker Tov. Rav, good morning. I understand that there is connection and disconnection in the 10, and it's related to the disturbance. How do I relate to the disturbances that I get so that it will help me to rise above reason? I don't understand. How do we ask together? Each one is in a different state, and his demand is in with different intensity, different direction.
Try, make an effort to ask together. And if it doesn't work, then together, ask the Creator to help you ask together. And I have nothing more to say. All of these complaints are between yourselves and to him. I'm only telling you maybe a bit more clearly what's written in the books of Baal HaSulam and Rabash. That's all.
How do we not get stuck in relations of kind of you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back, thinking that this is mutual bestowal?
I don't understand what it means. Say for me and for you.
We understand that people do good things for each other, and they say, oh, we are in mutual bestowal.
Good, if that suffices, then remain in that. I'm not going to convince you that you need to do something that's written in our books. We have instruction manuals on how to achieve the revelation of the Creator in adhesion with Him. And if you want to settle for something that's written, maybe that you want to go this far and not more, then what can I do?
Latin 4.
Shalom Rav. si la luz reflejada es otorgamiento para la conexión de la decena.
Hello, Rav.
La luz interior,
if the reflected light is bestowed through connection in the ten, how does the inner light contribute to connection in the ten?
Or primi?
The inner light, it's as we learn about in the Patsuf. It is revealed inside the Patsuf and the person feels it. When he receives it in order to bestow, he has adhesion with the Creator within the Patsuf. And that actually comes and weakens him. What does it mean that it weakens him? He wants to bestow even more. And in order to bestow more, he needs to let go of the quality of adhesion that he's attained. And I'm talking about a man like a Patsuf, a ten, because that's what you call a man in spirituality, a person. And then in such a way, he tries to achieve greater bestowal, higher bestowal, the inner light that spreads through him, into him, in the group. And the light that they feel is outside of them. These lights are in bitush, the beating of the inner light and the surrounding light, as we call it. And then it gives the ten a feeling that it can advance even more than where they were, than the state they had before. French.
Is there a connection between the degree of connection in the ten and the quality of our dissemination?
No. Dissemination is in this world. The unity of the ten, that's spirituality. Queens too.
Good morning, Rav.
Ощущения, которые посещают в последнее время.
I wanted to ask about this ambivalent feeling that I have recently. The more I delve into the study materials, I feel regret, remorse that my ego is egoistic, and it brings me disappointment on the one hand, on the other hand, a feeling of joy that I have the possibility to correct it.
Without the ego, we would not have been able. We would not be able to achieve anything. You can look at the still vegetative and animate. Do you want to be like them? It's precisely because we have an additional desire, which we call egoistic, meaning that we want something above the still vegetative and animate in us. Thanks to our ego, specifically thanks to it, we come to know the upper force. Petach Tikva 2.
Hello, Rav. We heard a few times during the lesson that in the ten we have to gather all of our forces, our thoughts, in order to discover the Creator. How do we gather our forces? And you also said we need to try to ask together. How do we do it? Or does the light work on us and make it possible for us?
You have friends. You need to discuss this with them. But it's true what you said. We need to gather all of our forces.
Petach Tikva 6. We work in a 10. We create a certain connection of bestowal between us. And you gave a name to this connection. You said it is Ochozer, reflected light. And in this connection, what is revealed always is immediately after we create this connection, some disturbance is revealed. Is that called direct light? That disturbance that is revealed?
No, what disturbance? Disturbance in your connection?
Yes.
So it's not direct light, not reflected light or anything. You're not in connection yet. If the Paltzuf is not in connection, then it's still in the shattering. So no upper light can be revealed in it. There's no equivalence of form between it and the light. You need to work on the connection.
This means that once we reach the right connection that will be called reflected light between us, we will discover something new there called direct light that...
No, the reflected light is not between you. The reflected light is what you want to give to the Creator, to bestow. It's what the Partsuf aims to bestow to the Creator. That's called the reflected light. But it doesn't matter. Forget about the light. It's not. We're not talking about that yet.
Because you called it reflected light and direct light, so I'm trying to somehow connect these terms to what is happening between us in the tent. That's what I'm trying to do.
So it's not there yet. Let's not be confused thinking we're in that already. You can discuss it, but also with that, understand that it's still not our situation. It's not the light yet. The light is bestowal. Bestowal is called light. So direct light is where we feel the Creator's bestowal upon us. We discover it. Yes? Reflected light is where we want to bestow upon the Creator through the connection between us. We don't have such an interaction between us yet, between the Ten and the Creator. We want to get there, but it's not there yet. All right, so we've held a workshop and we talked about our situation a bit. Let's now continue to the next part.
We'll move on to the next part of the lesson. Let's sing together first.
יהפוך לשיר והלילה החשוך יהיה כיום בהיר העיניים נפקחות מעל ההיגיון ואתה הוא הראשון וגם האחרון הגם שנאה שמתגלה נחת אור לטוב נוריד ראשינו נתחבר כשהגל קרוב יש מגדלור נותן כיוון אור עוד לא קבע ומעל כל הפשעים כיסוי של אהבה מעורר בשחר מעורר את השחר בתפילה עבור החברים מעורר את השחר מעורר את השחר והאור יאיר בין השברים הרע שמתגלה יהפוך לטוב בכל מקום וחמלה שאתה קרוב כאיש אחד בלב אחד כאש הלהבה ומעל כל הפשעים שיחה של אהבה מעורר את השחר והאור